I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It is, boy. And recently I saw Gifted, starring Captain America.
Chris Evans.
And I was very...
heard it's good.
Yeah, it is very good.
I haven't seen it.
About a gifted seven-year-old. She's a gifted mathematician.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, let's talk a little bit about movies about gifted kids.
Okay.
Little Man Tate.
Parts of it right here in Columbus.
Okay.
And you remember that?
Jodie Foster. She tries to do the best for her boy.
She's like a single mom.
Yeah. Evans is the uncle, but he's the same thing. He's trying to do best for her. He is raising her because his sister committed suicide, and this is the way he believes he should raise her in a normal circumstance.
Now, I have a question.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine that a child of normal intelligence might seem gifted next to Chris Evans.
He's maybe not a gifted actor, but he can act, and this one, it's a different kind of hero for him.
Okay.
Think of a few others.
Yeah, Searching for Bobby Fischer. Interesting, you know, we talk about kids and their performances, and when you're talking about a kid performance, we're often very forgiving as audiences, I think.
We think they're brilliant when in fact they're just good.
Yeah, right, because we're giving them all this leeway.
Some of these movies we think about, the kids are there. They're static, they're 7, they're 8 years old, and we never see them. Then you get The Imitation Game or Good Will Hunting, where you can see them grown up.
Sure.
To see the genius is okay, but what does that mean later? How they turn out is as interesting to me as how they are showing their genius.
The girl in Logan.
Oh, my, yeah. It's good
gifted
one.
In a different way.
Yeah, boy, oh, she's tough.
Yeah.
I was thinking only the mental
gifts.
Yeah,
right. Sometimes there are these physical gifts, right?
Yeah, right.
That actually create a dramatic circumstance, you know, a challenge for the kid to fit in. Isn't that really what drama is all about, these little narrative frictions?
The films that tackle this whole idea of having them fit in, not just with the guardian or the parent, but with society itself.
I got one that's a little different.
Okay.
Little Rascals.
Oh.
The Our Gang comedies.
Yes, of course.
From the 30s. I used to love those as a kid. I was fascinated by their self-reliance.
Yes.
And their resourcefulness, the way they interacted with each other, the way they could solve problems, they could produce shows, they could build these contraptions. They oftentimes foiled bad guys. Really freeing, exhilarating about watching The Little Rascals. I know now that we have to poo-poo them and we have to, you know, they were racist. And I got to tell you, I think they're a lot less racist than people remember. Oftentimes, these kids of deprived economic background and different races were working together to solve problems. And
going again to the more grown-up in Rushmore, don't we?
Yes. Is he gifted?
He's very bright.
In a different way, right?
Yeah.
I think kids like that are actually caught earlier on in their academic careers and then steered in the right direction. The way Jason Schwartzman is portrayed in Rushmore, his intellectual veracity is just out of control. They don't know what to do with him.
Right, right. Well, do we ever get to see Rain Man earlier? I guess we just have Dustin Hoffman's character just at that time.
And he is a child, frozen in that time when he was torn from the home.
Billy Elliot, different kind of gift, dancing.
Right, a physical gift.
Yeah.
Isn't the challenge there? Sometimes the physical gifts can present social challenges. He's a gifted ballet dancer.
Yes.
Doesn't really necessarily fit in to his economic milieu, right?
Yeah, right, right. And one of the children in my lineage is a boy, and he's interested in ballet. Just as you were saying, presents a challenge as he's getting caught up in sports.
Right.
But has this inclination to dance and thinking about ballet, and now he's not so sure.
Well, now more than ever, got to keep pushing forward.
Documentary, too, like Spellbound, where the kids are in
the spelling bee.
Yeah, spelling bee. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a different form. And we already know they're bright kids. I don't know if we've defined what we mean by gifted.
Yeah, and, you know, now that we're having this conversation, it's sort of tough to remember a whole lot of portrayals of gifted children.
Wow.
I'm sure they crop up here and again, but we've already had to throw some adult sized roles at the topic. The Tatum O'Neill character in Paper Moon. She's a gifted con artist. Her intellectual capacity manifests itself in a different way.
I remember Roger Ebert commenting that it fits so well because he knew Jodie Foster before he saw this.
Right.
And she was a bright one. Somebody someday in researching Cinema Classic might even say those two guys were gifted.
Or not.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. For their details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.